The issue?
What's that?
Buying a present for your significant other.
Oh, it's tough.
It's never easy. You can't be sure what they really want, their size, if they want you to be the one buying it for them.
Mm-hmm.
The solution? Something someone that Kimmy knows what they've come up with.
What are they doing?
Well, look, it would make gift giving a hell of a lot easier in a relationship. But what's the point of being in a relationship if you're going to make it this simple? You're hanging out in the break room, right? It's just Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. We'll jump right into it. I've been dying to get to this. In fact, we waited to talk about this until you got back from vacation.
Oh.
Because I think Kimmy
yeah.
wanted an ally in this room.
Oh, all right.
I don't know. I think he'd be on board.
Oh, I know
but
he's on board.
I could be wrong because sometimes he takes some turns.
All right. So, Kimmy, you have two. You know two people that have solved the ultimate issue of gifts in a relationship.
Yes. So these two have been together for a long time. I don't know when they started doing this in their relationship, but it seems like it's been long enough where it's just their norm.
Okay.
They have a, what I like to call, relationship registry.
Okay.
So it's like any other registry for like a wedding, a baby shower, whatever. What they have is like this list. I don't know what service they use to do it. But any time either of them sees something they want at any point throughout the year, they will add it to this relationship registry. So then when it comes time for somebody's birthday, holiday, whatever, there's now a list to refer to pick something off of where it's still kind of going to be a surprise because you don't know what you're getting off the list, but it is something that they added because they've said, this is what I want. So they'll add like the link or wherever you get it or... I don't really know how. I haven't seen the registry myself. I just know this is how they give each other gifts.
Perfect. What's the problem?
Because you're still, I mean, it's probably a pretty long list.
You're going to ask, what do you want?
Uh-huh.
So here it is.
Uh-huh.
Go get it.
But you are so romantic. What do you want? Oh, yeah.
Go get it.
Don't forget about the taxes.
And you can add or subtract. So, like, if you already get something, you just take it off the list.
Get it pre-wrapped, done.
So both of you think this is a good idea?
Oh, yeah.
I don't hate it.
Okay. All right, look.
I don't need a surprise gift after being married for 30 years.
I kind of
years.
Already have like a list that I keep in my phone or in my head when my husband says he wants something or needs something. Like, I'll write it down. But why not? Like, just he could just add it himself.
Okay. Look, to the credit of your friends here, this does save time. It would save money. It would ensure that everyone gets something that they want.
Yeah.
It is also the most bland and sterile thing I've ever heard of in my life. It's like hospital room sterile.
Yeah, but what do you want? A big surprise?
What is the point of being in a relationship if this is how you end up exchanging?
But you always complain about what you get for your birthday.
You're right. No, look, I agree with you. I get that I
this is you would be getting something you want and asked for.
All right, let's walk through this. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I would argue. If you are going to do gifts this way in a relationship, cut out gifts, period.
I'm all for that, too.
Okay.
Because after a while, it's like this dance. What do you want? I don't know.
Again.
Give me nothing.
What a dreamboat you are. Man, always keep it exciting.
What do you want?
You want to do nothing. I want to do nothing. You don't do nothing for me.
Yeah, just cut it.
It's both of our money anyway.
Right. Yeah, it's a waste of money.
All right, so you bring up the first issue, Kimmy.
Yeah.
Right off the bat.
Yeah.
62% of American couples say they keep most of their money in a joint bank account.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So if I'm telling my wife what to get me, and we're using both of our money to go and get it, why not just cancel presents and have each person go buy something they want for themselves?
That argument whether or not you have the gift registry.
Well, no, because like at least if we don't have the gift registry, there's a chance that I am surprised here, that I am touched here. Right? Like, in this case, why not just let me go buy my own present then? I like that, too.
Because, like, to me, presents should be for, like, little kids. Like, this fact, you need a birthday present. You need a Christmas present.
Uh-huh.
At my age, I don't.
God forbid you have a couple of days of the year that are extra exciting for you. God forbid.
I never get that excited over stuff.
Because
you don't either.
You're a miserable prick.
When's the last time you came bounding downstairs, open up your gift?
Every time my wife buys me something, super excited, jumping down the stairs.
I know what to get my wife because she tells me, and I tell her what I want.
Yeah. Wow, she's so lucky.
Done.
There you go, honey. More socks.
not thinking about how easy this makes it on other people, because other people are going to ask what your significant other wants, whether it's your kids or something like that. Like your stepkids, I'm sure, like they look to get you gifts and they don't know what to get you.
So your wife could just be like, hey, this is
what he's got on the list. Grab,
yeah, that's
get him something
perfect.
From here.
Okay. All right. There's something.
It says booze, booze, and more booze, baby.
There is something else neither of you have considered here.
Oh, okay. What is that, Patrick?
If you were to have a gift registry that each of you were to keep adding to for anniversaries, Christmas, birthdays, whatever, it would keep you from being able to buy the stuff you want when you want it. If I have to keep a list of things my partner can get me, well, I can't go buy those fun things when I see them because they're on the list.
Okay.
Tommy, if you and your wife were to do this, there would never be anything on your registry because when you see something you like, you don't have the self-control not to buy it. So what would be on your registry?
Things last week.
No.
I mean, like if you buy it for yourself, you take it off the list and you just keep adding stuff because you see it. There's always going to be something you want.
Kimmy, when he sees something he wants, he buys it.
That's the entire world.
That's my point. That's my point.
I know, but I guess my point
is. It would build up.
It doesn't.
Don't listen to him.
Even if you're buying it for yourself, your significant other's still looking to get you something.
I might, and
you do find those unique things sometimes. You just stumble upon it.
Uh-huh. And things you may not buy yourself, like weird mushroom jerky.
Right.
He did buy that for himself.
I did.
I know. That's true.
Okay. But the biggest issue I have here, apart from the fact that we're just spending our own, each other's money on something we already know we want, and the fact that you won't be able to buy anything you want, the biggest issue I take with this gift register.
What is that?
It takes the surprise out of being in a relationship. And I will be the first to admit, like Kimmy said, giving a gift to a spouse can be a very difficult task. But it is one of the few ways, after all of the years of spending time with someone, you actually get to surprise them. I've been with my wife for 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
I have no daily, weekly, monthly surprises left for her.
Try being funny. The whole house would be shocked.
My wife knows all my opinions on everything. She knows what I like. She
wait, you spot your opinions?
No, you get what it's all my opinion on everything. She knows what I want to do on a Saturday night, vice versa. I would argue the last surprise you have the ability to give in a relationship are the gifts you give them.
So you can complain about it later.
Okay, fine. We complain about everything.
I also think there's no reason you can't. If you have the registry, there's still no reason why you can't surprise your significant other.
Yeah, because
it's just a guideline if you don't know what to get.
Here's why. Because if you miss on a surprise that's outside the registry, your partner now has the ability to go, I told you what I wanted.
Well, that's your surprise. Disappointment.
Look, I would make the argument, right?
Yeah.
That when surprise and spontaneity goes away in a marriage, the relationship suffers to the point of it's not a relationship.
Well, every relationship trends down over the years. It's just natural. You're not going to have the same enthusiasm in your 30s that you have in your 70s.
That's my point.
Surprise. I mean, is a surprise where you're going to be disappointed better, a better outcome?
Let me ask you a question. You're right. You're going to miss.
And you're assuming that, like, if you don't have this, everybody's looking to surprise somebody. No, you could just not get a gift at all.
Okay. You don't get
surprise.
Kimmy
got nothing.
Surprise, it's nothing. 252 WCMF. Kimmy thinks her friends have the perfect solution to the stress of giving gifts in a relationship. It's a registry that they keep for each other. You know, they put things on the registry. When it's Christmas or birthday or anniversary, the other person goes to that person's registry and buys that thing for
them.
Kimmy, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You don't get excited when you're about to spring a surprise gift on your husband?
I do, but this, again, wouldn't stop me from doing that.
When you, as a spouse, receive something from your husband as a gift, as a surprise, even if you don't love it, you don't appreciate the work they put in to try and get it for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I...
Yeah, okay.
No, I do. But I also appreciate that thing that I need just as much.
Wow, coat hangers! I would argue that this idea that you have zaps the last ounce of romance.
It's dead after that.
I mean, am I wrong? What else is romance?
I think it solves some potential fights down the road.
But that's also part of romance, right? The good and the bad.
Sure.
You don't get the good without the bad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They say the world don't march to the beat of just one drum. I mean, look, outside of gift giving, give me another example in a marriage of 40 years where romance is a standard.
Well, a surprise, like evening out, things
experience
of that nature.
When's the last time you surprised your wife with an evening out?
Out.
Where it was an actual surprise.
Yeah, she didn't know it was coming.
Well, not so much it would be a surprise. But
so not so much the thing I just argued. So not that.
Not an actual, like, in the moment, but I would say, hey, maybe this weekend we do this.
Wow. Big man.
What's wrong with that?
Wings at the Pittsburgh pub, huh? Look at him go.
Maybe you cook her a meal.
When's the last time you cooked your wife a meal as a surprise?
As a surprise?
Yeah.
Well, it's hard because I had to get all this stuff out.
Yeah, and you live in the same house.
Yeah, she's right.
Yeah. But, you know, it's a pro. You could buy something and hide it from her, you know, like a gift.
But she's got everything.
You can't give me.
Yeah, your house, you could probably find things in your house your wife forgot she has and just re-gift it. Because every time you tell me about this stuff, I don't know where you put all the stuff in.
Look,
your house.
I don't disagree with what you're saying, but you're now deflecting. Because the point that you made is there's other ways to
write that down.
You cannot give me a single example outside of surprise gift giving where you are romantic with your wife. And you've only been married, what, 10 years?
But romance doesn't have to be a surprise, to his point. Like, it doesn't have to be a surprise dinner for it to be
romantic.
It's
like a slow rolling surprise. Like, you can kind of see it coming.
Give me, what romance exists in your marriage outside of surprise?
Well, I know where it
doesn't. Outside of
like, outside of gift giving. Outside of gift giving, where does the romance exist in your relationship?
What does she put on a sexy little number?
Oh,
and she came down the stairs one night.
Oh, I'm going home.
I'm
going to Toronto now. I'll see
and she's wearing one
like,
of
the
little.
Tower.
Oh, my God.
Like one of the little peekaboo numbers. Well, that, I mean,
this
it would be sexual.
Worse?
It would be a sexual thing a woman could do to surprise her husband. Women can surprise us very easily. What?
Peekaboo number?
Yeah. He peeked and booed. I don't know, man.
It took you a while, but you got there. I'm impressed by that.
I know,
it was good.
I know. Really. I didn't think we would get there.
Give me an example of romance. Give me an example of romance in your relationship.
So you're saying not sexual.
Yeah. Well, I mean, sex and romance do not go hand in hand. You can have sex that's not romantic. Not every time you have sex is it romantic.
Right, but you could make it a little bit
Sometimes
more.
Sometimes it's just pound town. Oh, I can't say it. You can go too far. You go peekaboo outfit on Kibby.
Boo.
But why is it like just like a date night that you plan or a place you're like a fun new restaurant you're going to check out? Like, why is that not like a romantic thing?
I mean, I guess it can be.
Like a new place for drinks.
I'm talking about the rush and excitement.
Yeah.
That, you know, you had when you were first together.
But that's almost impossible to recapture.
I would argue the only place that exists in a long-term relationship now
is it
a surprise gift.
That she does not see coming.
Yes.
Or he sees coming.
Yeah. And if there's something else, tell me. 252-WCMF, 2529.
Because I'm trying to even think, like, what gift my wife would spring on me that I would be so surprised. Because I don't have it in my head.
Joke writer?
Boo! Is that your new laugh?
it's my Canadian laugh from the top of CN Tower.
It's like a goose.
All right, we got Instagram messages coming in. We got folks waiting on hold. 252-WCMF. Again, Kimmy's friend's brilliant idea. A gift registry, much like for a wedding, except that you and your spouse keep it at all times. If you see something you like, you put it on your registry, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. And when Christmas or an anniversary or a birthday comes, instead of having to guess and stress, you just pick something off the registry and give it to them. So here you go. Surprise. Not really. Pam writes us, Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us. Men are so lame. I've been married 40 years. I just surprised my hubby with e-bikes for the both of us for our anniversary. It's not that hard to stay fun in a marriage.
Yeah, the last thing that dude wanted after 40 years was an e-bike.
I don't know.
He wanted you one e-bike and your ass on it. Go ride down 490.
She had one of well, she's riding it. She had one of peekaboo outfits. Did you call it a peekaboo?
He sounds
like a GI that just got back from France.
A little disturbed.
Oh, look at all the gals in the peekaboo outfits. Check out. I'm going to kiss this girl against her will in Times Square.
That's a sexy little number.
Sexual assault. Take a picture of it. Hang in the Louvre.
What's wrong with saying sexy little number?
No, sexy little number is fine. it's not, but it's better than peekaboo outfits.
You know those little baby doll things girls used to wear?
Stop it. For God's sake.
And they'd have those little panties. Those are like see-through panties.
Pam wrote us again.
I'm done.
They are now planning bike trips together.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, of course. It's an activity.
Remember when Letchworth
Pines.
Just shut up.
Keep going, honey.
252 WCMF. A wise man. A wise man, honey.
God, buddy.
Rammer's on CMF. Hey, Rammer, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning. So, Amazon already has this. It's called a wish list. So get your facts straight! I do like the idea of the registry because in all the years I was married and with the kids, I never got anything that I really wanted or needed or, you know, for that much. Like, I mean,
sexy numbers.
I appreciated it, but And I think it's technically called a teddy bear, Tommy.
Oh, for God, you're making it worse.
Well, come on, we got to get Tommy back in the groove. I mean, we can't use Terry Cliff's, creep cap, so...
Oh, no, she's got a dynamite line. Terry Clifford has a dynamite line that will be used on tomorrow in the creep cap. It's brilliant.
I can't wait to hear.
All right, I'll be listening. But anyhow, listen, Jeremy can get some doors for his spouse. That'd be a surprise. But they're going to be more expensive, inflation and everything.
Sure. Well, he's got that check.
But, I'm more in line with the no gift thing. I mean, really, it's getting to a point where after 40 years, don't y'all pretty much have what you want?
No gifts at all.
This is what he sounds like. You, Kimmy. He sounds like you.
It's still a mouth.
Well,
for
but I mean, it's like, listen. The only thing you're going to surprise me with is a Lamborghini or a Maserati. I mean, everything else is pretty much a known thing. What else can you get that's a surprise except for the peekaboo coming down the stairs?
I'm hanging up.
I think it's called a teddy bear.
I'm hanging up on
Tommy,
you. Bye, Ray.
You did this. You did this.
By the way, this is a conversation that would just happen in a bar. Normally, between two guys your age. So when I was wearing a peacock, no, she's wearing a teddy bear baby doll dress out there.
All those things. Why do they name them all like children's things?
Yeah, because you know why?
Very, very creepy.
What?
Nothing. 252-WCMF. I appreciate women. And I appreciate women trying to help us here.
All right, because they can help us.
Jennifer's on CMF. Hey, Jennifer, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, what do you got for us?
Well, I was just calling because actually you guys were making me laugh this morning about the whole, the gift registry and all the things. But I think after that long of marriage, gift giving should probably be out of the question. You guys should just come up with something you want to do together as a couple that would make you both happy.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about this. Jen, I need some personal info. You married? You single? You divorced? What's the sitch?
Married. 15 years.
15 years. How old are you?
I'm actually 41.
Happy birthday. And how old's your husband?
He is 45.
Okay, so 41, 45. What is something that you and your husband could do together that you would both enjoy and is romantic?
Guess.
Generally, what we do is we do a weekend getaway. So, because everything else, like you said, we basically buy it on our own.
Okay.
We just get what we want anyways.
All right.
So, we generally think of something that we want to do together, whether it's, wine tours or a camping trip or... Uh-huh. Airbnb. It's something that we can do together.
All right. So
not necessarily gift giving.
Jennifer, you sound like a great
woman. So the surprise is he wakes up and sees you.
I think the surprise at the end of the day is that if you can make it past 10 years anymore.
Okay, but do you hear how defeating that sounds, Jennifer?
She's at that defeated. Like 41 is the turn. It's the turn.
Oh, she's getting a hot dog and then she hates her husband?
That's pretty much. And you're in the clubhouse getting drunk.
It's about what makes you both happy. I mean, sometimes you might have to do something that he wants to do. I mean, and at the end of the day, he's going to do something that you want to do. It's more about discussion. I mean,
communication, Pat.
All right, Jennifer.
Correct.
Look, Jennifer,
and if you have a gift registry, I don't agree with that.
All right.
I mean, because then that means your partner is not really listening to you or you're taking that out of it, too.
Great point.
I mean, it's not like you guys don't go places together to be like, oh, wouldn't that be great? Whether it's something for the house or it's personal or whatever you're doing, then you're taking that responsibility of your partner actually listening to you out of the equation as well.
All right. Now, Jennifer, I'm gonna. You sound like a great woman, and I really appreciate the call. Right? Okay. But I'm going to say something, and this might hurt, and I'm sorry.
She agrees with you.
No, I know. I know, but here's the thing. Your husband doesn't want to do anything that you're doing on trips together. And I say this as a man.
Not.
I say this as a man whose wife also wants to take trips to like Airbnbs and like wine tours and stuff. I hate it, and I go because I know it makes her happy.
You hate leaving the house.
Correct.
I'm going. No, okay. So like this isn't what you're describing.
You hate
is,
leaving the house unless it's sports related.
But not all women want to go to a ball game and have a hot dog, or they want to go watch.
But they want that hot dog, son.
Shows, but we do
after
it
after that wine
we'll
tour.
We'll do it though.
No, but the point
if
is,
we
you're right.
Wine tour.
Look, I agree with you, Jennifer, that there will be a trade-off in things you want to do. But for you to make the statement, we'll find something we want to do together. I don't know if that exists in a marriage for people that have been married longer than 10 years.
No, I mean, like I said, it's all about common ground and trying to find something. And at the end of the day, it's about making your partner happy.
Okay.
So if you guys can self-sacrifice to make each other happy, that's what makes a long relationship. It's not just about, ooh, surprise, look what I got you. No, it's, okay, you want to do that this time? Then fine. He gets the next call.
So you take her dancing.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah.
Then she comes to the game with you, and she talks over it the entire time and asks you pointless questions about things and says, don't you think we should leave early because of the traffic? And I'd like to stop at the mall on the way home.
Jennifer.
That also depends on the person.
Okay. Jennifer, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
There goes.
Oh, and I'm cold.
You're describing yourself at a baseball game. I've never seen all the baseball games that we've gone together for like show purposes. You have not stayed past like halftime.
You call me a little bitch.
You call halftime of a baseball game. You're not helping your cause.
I know. I meant like games in general. When you're watching them on TV.
Your wife makes a disappointed noise every time you're like, well, time to go when we're at a Wings game. She's like, oh.
Oh, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, your wife wants to stay and watch.
They're not passing around the beans and greens. Let's get out of here.
I'll watch the highlights later.
No, he won't. He won't do that.
Well, right. They're on.
You know, these are to keep animals in.
Yeah.
Not out.
So what happened?
Well, apparently they're not good at keeping animals out because this animal decided he wanted to go check on the other animals that look like him that are locked up.
Oh, like a visit?
Yeah, and I promise you, you will not be able to guess which animal decided to pay his buddies a visit.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. There is a zoo out in Sequoia Park in California. Sequoia Park is in the heart of the Redwood Forest, one of the natural wonders you said you wanted to go travel to see the other day.
Them big trees.
Thank you. So the zoo.
What do they do?
Inside the zoo, they have three bears that live in the zoo because they are rehabilitated.
Okay.
The bears cannot be released back into the wild because they do not think the bears would be able to survive now that they've been in captivity, so they live there. When closing the zoo earlier this week, officials noticed a bear roaming around the zoo.
Oh.
And it ain't one of theirs.
Well, they freaked out because they thought one of the bears got out. Yeah. So they ran into the bear cage to figure out how the bear got out, and they realized all of their bears were still in the cage.
Accounted for.
This was a wild bear that somehow managed to scale the fence around the zoo.
They must have smelled the food and stuff, right?
Well, but here's the thing. They have
pizza night.
They have this massive fence around the zoo to keep animals from getting in and getting out. This bear somehow managed to breach it.
So he's a climber.
They don't know how.
I'm on a day at the zoo.
The bear made a beeline right to the bears.
See his boys.
Yes.
Hey, guys. What are you doing here?
According to a story in the New York
Times.
Well,
it's like when Italians go to, you know, Manhattan. You go to Little Italy, you know, and you see your people. You want to go to Mulberry Street.
According to the story.
Hey,
what
are you doing?
Is that the bear or is that Mulberry Street?
That's how you bear.
The bear made its way to the cage where the other bears approached him. They stood nose to nose.
They had to be
the
like high-fiving talking.
Well, again, it says in the story they made, quote, polite introductions.
Yeah.
The bear didn't enter the enclosure.
How they treating you in there? You know, one day at a time, man. It's one day at a time.
A team of staffers managed to coax the bear away from the cage and out of the zoo back into the forest. They are investigating how the bear managed to get over the 8-foot-tall barrier topped with barbed wire.
So he's obviously going to come back, though.
Yeah.
If you just let him out the front gate, he's just going to hang out.
He already figured out how to get in.
Yeah. And that's where the lights, action, and cable is.
Can I ask a question?
What?
Seriously. Why can't you let the bear stay for a little while?
Well, because he might attack him? I don't know.
Why would he attack him?
Well, because they get territorial, don't they?
But he walked up to them.
Yeah, they were cool.
Right? Everyone was just chilling out. Yeah.
I
mean, it's
but
pretty.
I don't know if you could just put a bear. Maybe he'll go nuts if you just put him in a.
Yeah, he's
used to like roaming free and you just stick him in a cage.
He might get pissed.
I don't know what that does to a bear.
All right, but let's say that's the case. You could just let him out again.
Yeah.
I'm kind of curious what would happen.
All right, you live here now.
Well, not that I mean, look, again, like if he starts to act like he doesn't want to be there
anymore. I think to Kimmy's point, he started being a dick. Because he would take all the food, because he knows how to fight.
Yeah.
Well, how do you know the bear knows how to fight? I mean, every bear video you see, with the exception of like one or two, whenever a human shows up, the bear takes off running because they're scared.
That's true. That's true.
And turning himself in.
In this case, they managed to coax the bear out of the zoo.
I've committed bear crimes. Lock me up.
I think it would be very interesting, for science sake, to see what would happen when a wild bear now lives with three bears that have lived in captivity their whole life.
Well, it probably gets lazy.
Well, one of two things can happen. Either that, where the wild bear gets lazy, or he starts teaching the other bears what wild bears do.
I don't know, though. But can he? Because they're not going to hunt in the enclosure.
But that doesn't do them any good.
I understand.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that like this is going to help the other bears.
Who helps who? Who adapts to who?
I would be interested to see whose behaviors rub off on which group.
I'm going
to
guess in these situations, just in general in life, lazy wins.
You think so?
Yeah, because the food's coming every day, right? The water's right there, man. Oh, man, sandwich is delish, you know. Wait, you guys sleep in? This is great.
Well, no, but can't you make the argument if we talk humans? There are examples of workplaces that aren't working hard where they bring in an outside manager who manages to turn the work ethic around. That's an example of not laziness winning.
Okay, but
what if this bear's like a middle manager from corporate?
Boss bear?
Yeah.
corporate ass.
Boss bear that's committed bear crime.
Right. I bet you that dude gets fat and lazy.
And man, what if he's got a bear family out there he's going to miss?
He's going to get a big deer gut.
And maybe there's...
Well, the deer's right next door. They're asking for it, man.
There could be foods he might miss out in the wild.
Food's got to be delicious here, though.
Yeah, the food's got to be better in the zoo.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
It's clean.
Like, I know that bears...
I have to pick all the fur and poop off of it.
Maybe he gets, like, fresh salmon out of the river.
I know that bears don't have, like, the cognitive ability to decide where they want to... Like, you know, this is a better option for me than somebody else, right? But if you could speak to a bear, and if you gave them the option, look, you can go be a bear, and all your natural predators will have shots at you, and you will die younger, maybe, because you're open to all the elements and stuff. Or you can live a long, full life behind, you know, a cage here. What would they choose?
You're gonna take... Oh, by the way, you get free health care.
Yeah.
Which is tough to get right now.
What would they choose? Honestly, is the freedom something they would want? Or is the guarantee of health care, food, warmth, being taken care of? Is that something
God,
they would
bedding.
Want?
Nice bed.
Because, like, you know, I get...
By the way, you may fall in love with one of the chick bears.
Well, that's a problem, because I don't know if you want to create...
Yeah, I think that they probably don't
want to... Or she comes
out
in a sexual
trying
number.
To do that.
Oh, she got a teddy? A literal teddy on. Michael writes us on Instagram, here to spoil the fun.
Uh-oh.
Duffy on WCMF. The wild bear could bring in diseases and parasites to the other zoo bears. All right. Just, you know, you keep him quarantined.
Now
for
it's
a
like
while.
An Ellis Island situation.
It really would be, right? You got to change his name from Bearsington. 252 WCMF. We're talking about this bear out at a zoo in the Redwoods of California. He's a wild bear. He snuck into the zoo somehow, scaled a wall. Zookeepers spotted him, thinking he was one of the bears that they had that got out. Was not the case. He made his way over to the bear enclosure. The other bears in the enclosure came to the gate. They sat there, touched noses, sniffed each other for a little while before the zookeepers were able to coax the wild bear out of the
zoo. I wouldn't want that job.
Coaxing
the bear?
Yeah, go get that bear to come out.
Go get that coaxing stick.
I don't know. Is there a protocol for that?
You probably get like a poke.
Are you just guessing?
No,
you just kind of figuring out as you go?
I wouldn't poke it. You're probably just throwing food in
front
of it.
No, you're supposed
to
poke a bear.
Oh, yeah, that old saying, please poke the bear.
Yes.